All right, it's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech. And this is a show wherein we discuss the ins and outs, the pros and cons of technology. And we try to understand it, you know, make sense of it, like what we were saying, you know. A lot of excitement in the tech world. And when it comes to our ears, we also get excited. But there are certain technologies that are being spoken about that are not yet in there. You know, they are not yet matured to the point that we can trust them. You know, we are not yet there. Yeah, yesterday we were with Nahenda here, and we were talking about the way the AMA 2000 have taken the technology. You know, the use of technology. And a day before, we were making a vote whether we need to, you know, fly to the moon in terms of, you know, talking about fourth industrial revolution, or do we first need to sort the problems? Do we first need to sort the problem, the basic needs? Do we first need to sort the issue of basic needs first, where people want to have, you know? And today, I also want to go further with this, because a lot of, you know, strikes are going on. A lot of strikes, not only, you know, in Namibia, where you have civil servants that are also, like I said the other day, civil servants that are also having, you know, possible strike, you know, because they have not been increased. You know, they've never been increased for almost 7 years or so. And we also speak about airliners that are, you know, airliners that are also down because the workers are, you know, workers are taking to the streets. They are demonstrating, they are protesting because they are not paid well. These are big companies. Big companies, of course, but they are not able to pay, you know, to increase salaries for their people, you know, for their workers. And then the world is now into, you know, into chaos. The world is now into serious chaos because of inflation that is going up, you know, because of the war in Ukraine. Russian conflict, and Russia is also threatening to, you know, cut gas to Europe, and Europe is now very stranded. When the Europe is stranded, today we heard that Europe has agreed to cut to 15%, but when I went to verify that, I found out that there is actually a disagreement between Netherlands, France, Germany, almost half of the European Union, led by France, wanting that the European Union, European Commission must give countries, you know, European Commission must give countries, you know, rights to make their decisions or to even veto the plan. So countries are divided when it comes to gas, you know, and sanction. Now, there is another problem that has also divided the world. And that is the issue of, you know, export, the export of titanium. Titanium is a metallic element or is a mineral element that is used in production of aircraft engine. Let's just say aircraft. And this can only be found in Russia. Or at least Russia is the main exporter of that. So sanction titanium leads to a crisis, especially to aircraft manufacturing companies like Boeing and others. So this leads, this leads to a crisis. The Europeans or the Americans were saying that they are going to ban Russia from accessing their chip and semiconductors that are required in the production or the manufacturing of tanks and electronics and even weapons. But it seems that those sanctions have not been effective. And another crisis that is looming is the Russian withdrawal to the space, the International Space Station. And that will leave the whole space, the whole space technology or space science stranded, because the Russians are vital, you know, when it comes to the space technology and just the science itself as far as the space is concerned. The U.S. rely on the Russians for when it comes to this area. So the possible withdrawal of the Russians in 2024 will, you know, be negative, because the Russians want to come up with their own orbit station, independent, you know. Now, those are the crises. And this crisis now, and why am I saying all this thing? Is because I want to tell you that, you know, the price in terms of accessing technology is determined by, you know, the instability of the world. We can talk about technology, but if the world is not stable, we will not be able to move even into fourth industrial revolution, because the fourth industrial revolution, one component that is, or one element that is key to the transition from one industrial revolution to the other, is peace and stability. One of the areas that are very important, ingredients that are very important to a transition, let alone a successful transition into one order to the other, will now be, you know, is peace and stability. When there is peace, there is a swift, you know, people adapt to change, you know, swiftly. But there is a problem. I would also now, you know, argue differently, that actually when there is a crisis, adaptability, the need to adapt becomes very high. You know, when there is war, when there is instability, the need to adapt to new way of life becomes very easy or becomes very high. The need is, there will be high chances and likelihood that people will transform and people will adapt quickly, because this is being driven by a crisis. So this is being driven by a crisis. And after the turn of combustion engine, the formation of the invention of a combustion engine, we have seen that there is First World War took place, and The Second World War came actually when the world started to discover, you know, the Third Industrial Revolution is, you know, when people were towards Third Industrial Revolution. So it seems that at the beginning or at the end of any revolution, it seems that the world is plunged into a different, into chaos that calls for a new order. You know, it seems that the world is plunged into a chaos that calls for a new order. So that was toward 1939 when automation was, you know, and surprisingly, before I even get to this point, surprisingly, before automation was mainstreamed in 1969, or yeah, around 1969 there, coming up to here, it was already with the military. You know, the military had automatic systems, even radar systems, before it was mainstreamed. And this is what we are seeing playing out again. So the military seems to be the first sector to be advanced technologically before this technology is mainstreamed. Now, in 1939, or around that time, there was, you see, automation technology really was a big thing, with the Germans leading, at least the Germans, the Japanese, the French, the British, the Americans, leading in this, you know, in that automation. Of course, not forgetting the Soviets. Now, they were leading in this technology, and it was mostly in the hands of the military. It was mostly spearheaded by military, you know, the arms race. The Germans started building their panzers, I'm sorry, forgive me if you speak German, I might not pronounce everything properly, but that's not my intention. So they started building the panzers and the Luftwaffe, and let alone that Luftwaffe was the only, it was the king of the skies in Europe. It was the king of the skies in Europe. It was almost unbeatable until, you know, the arrival of the US B-29. Now, that calls for, it was a chaos that, you know, after the war, that's when, you know, automation was mainstreamed. You know, that's when the automation was mainstreamed. And then there was nuclear, you know, this country started to nuke themselves, not in the, how can I use it for lack of better words? They started to be, you know, nuclear, they started to possess nuclear, yes. They started to possess nuclear, and they started to, you know, the Russians, the Soviets, the Americans, and then the creation of NATO in 1948. And then it came up to now when we have hypersonic missile systems. And today we are talking about artificial intelligence. You know, we are talking about artificial intelligence and automation in a massive way. My fear is, what if could, or maybe my fear is, songs of the past might replay. So that's my fear. That maybe there is a looming change in an order that, but there must be this chaos that we are seeing here is calling for an adaptation, you know, to a new system. That is, of course, the artificial intelligence. Now, Anjo, I would just want to throw it up to you, if you are listening and also if you follow what is going on. Do you see it the same way? Or is there any, maybe we have a different wind of change this time? But the way I see it, you know, I am suspecting that this history might repeat itself. And after history has repeated itself, there might be a massive adaptation of artificial intelligence after the chaos. Now, I don't want to talk about how big the chaos will be. Maybe this is not big yet. We don't know what is ahead. We don't know what NATO can do, what Russia can do, because, you know, the world right now, as far as this growth is concerned, is at the mercy of two blocks, NATO and the East. So whether we are talking about change in healthcare technology, whether we are talking about change in education technology or in agricultural biotechnology, or we are talking about the use of drones at a larger scale, and we are talking about assistive technology, or, you know, we are talking about artificial intelligence, and even artificial general intelligence, that's a very high level of artificial intelligence. Whether we are talking about that, the world is at the mercy of two powers, NATO and the East, which is the West and the East. So we are at the mercy of the sunrise and the sunset. So, and depending on who is going to put a finger on what, we might have seen, we might expect one day to wake up and the sun has risen for the last time. Or we might get into the evening and the sun has set for the last time. So one of the two. Now, as far as this order is concerned, you know, as far as this order is concerned, it's a serious thing. You know, it's a serious race that is going on here. It's a serious thing that is going on here. And we need not take it for granted. So if you are here, you know, you have breathing and you are walking, you have all your limbs.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamile Msakuri, Ringorisa za Sirimo Sestatama, sa 2023, Rikwaluzwi, Martutoze Pahami Zechwaleka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu vataguzi varitavaka wafela kavutungi. Mokwaluleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liofisi zerivu kaofi, mamre nengi wa winduk, toropo ya nkurenkuru. Ongwendiva ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombolo ye tatama 061-433-6000. Hamzule piri, mkete hande, nikuzule piri niba IUM.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm, to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Right. So, look, like I said, the rollout of technology in history, it first starts with military. If I give you the first thing that was done, the first invention that was made, it was a sword. So the sword was the first tool to be invented in the history of man. Now that gives you what I'm saying, that look, technology, the sector that seemed to be at a very high pace as far as the use of technology is concerned is the military. So the sector that is very keen with technology and that gets it first from the pots of invention is the military. I'm sure that a knife, a sword, a panga, an axe, those were the first weapon, the first tools to be invented with one motive in mind, to protect oneself. So everybody is having a motive in mind to do what? To protect themselves. From who? Now we don't know. But what we are saying is chaos attracts adaptation. Chaos calls for change. You know? Because when there is peace, and when I presented the argument earlier, some people are saying peace contributes to, you know, fourth industrial revolution transformation, but I, you know, tend to differ here because, you know, chaos is the one that really calls for change. You know, you see what has happened with COVID-19. If there was no COVID-19, we would have been in our old normal. But nobody wants to go back to the old normal now. Why? Because let's say nobody wanted to get out of the old normal, but when COVID-19 came, everybody hushed out of that shell. And we realize we can do much more with the systems that we have now. So that is how chaos, you know, contributes to change. Now, of course, this is the time where I open my lines for you to be part of the conversation, if you want to be to come through, the way you are observing things. How do you see? Do you think the world, do you think history might repeat itself somewhere? Because, you know, the robotics, when we are talking about the robotics, the only sector that has advanced robotic systems now is a military. You see, it's a military. And the military, even the issue of bioagricultural technology or agricultural biotechnology, it was an invention, a military invention. In most cases, the issue of virology, of playing around with viruses and see how they mutate and manipulate them, and coming up with what we call duck biotechnology or bioduck technology, is military. Most scientists that are involved in these things are, you know, military agencies. Chemical weapons or biochemical weapons is military. So there are fears that, you know, this third, if there is any third world war, it might not even be longer than the Second World War, because then that one, everybody will test the ability of their own artificial intelligence systems. And everybody will test their own, you know, the ability of their own robotic systems, the drone systems, the unmanned aircraft systems, and what have you, the, you know, unmanned submarines. The how faster is a supersonic missile? How precise is it? You know, what the ability of their precision strikes and all that. And millions of people will be eliminated. And when millions of people are eliminated, if not billions, millions of them will also be wounded. And when millions of them are wounded to the point that they are now mobility disadvantaged, if there's such a word, or if there's such a term, then there will be a launch of what I'm going to discuss tomorrow. So then that's where the launch of what I'm going to discuss tomorrow will be more relevant. Because you have a lot of people that are disabled, that cannot move, that will need that system. But for now, you know, that system can be used by a few. So I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just talking about the possibilities. And that's why I'm saying, if you also are listening and you want to be part of the conversation, you can come through and tell me how you are observing what is going on in this world now, at this point in time. Do you think that there might be a third world war somewhere? You know, there might be, if not maybe a third world war in terms of to the scale of what happened in the past. Maybe it's one or two countries, three grouping and taking each other down. But this order that we have now is crumbling. The order that we are in now is crumbling. The third industrial revolution is crumbling. And there is a need for the rise of fourth industrial revolution. And from my observation in with a little wisdom that I have and I've gathered, I tend to think that, you know, stability and peace is irrelevant as far as change is concerned, as far as adapting to change is concerned. And I'm saying this connecting to 2 years ago. You know, I'm saying this connecting to 2 years ago when COVID-19 showed up, and now people are working from home. Thanks to COVID-19, everybody's saying, thanks to COVID-19, thanks to COVID-19, thanks to COVID-19. But hasn't COVID-19 taken loved ones? You know, most of us, one or two of our relatives have left this world because of COVID-19. But you still hear the sentences that are said, thanks to COVID-19, we are now using collaborating tools on a large scale. Thanks to COVID-19, we are now able to work from home. Thanks to COVID-19, we are now... Are we not hearing those sentences? What does that tell you? Thanks to chaos, thanks to instability, that we are now in a new normal, you know, that certain people are able to work from home, and the use of drones, 3D printers, and other innovations have sprung up in COVID-19. And now we are saying, thanks to COVID-19. Now, are we not going to get into Are we not going to get into a situation where we are saying, thanks to the war, whatever war, whether it is Third World War, Fourth World War, nobody knows. But are we not going to find ourselves in a situation where we are saying, thanks to the war, we are now able to use artificial intelligence in a larger scale? Yes. Hello?
Oh, hello, Franz.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Good.
Question.
Mm.
Maybe a very stupid question also. Do we have supersonic missile?
Who?
The world.
Quite a number of countries. Quite a number of countries that have supersonic missiles.
Now, you put on those ones nuclear warheads, and when the chaos breaks out, will there be anyone wounded, or will be the end of the world?
My dear, that is the thing, because now, you know, the issue of supersonic missiles is that, you know, it's only a few countries that have them. And it's, so far, it's only one country that has used it. And that has alarmed all countries, you know, because the supersonic missile is very stealth. It's very fast, and it can't be detected by any radar system right now so far.
Supersonic is faster than sound, isn't it?
Yeah. They are now saying it's faster than light and sound.
Light and sound. And those countries that have them is probably the US and Russia.
At least Russia has used one supersonic missile or two in Ukraine in March and April. And the US, the US already admitted they don't even have a system yet in their arsenal to detect a supersonic missile, let alone shoot it down.
That is scary.
Yeah, so if you put a nuclear warhead on that thing, and at long range, for example, and you miss a target, you hit England, the whole England will be gone.
Because I remember a couple of months ago, it was reported Russia said they have a missile that is capable to reach 18,000 kilometers and capable of carrying multiple nuclear warheads.
Yeah, no, that was, it was, I can't even pronounce it. They were launching it. I remember coming across that. They were launching it, and I just can't pronounce the name. They were saying it can carry multiple warheads.
Yeah, because if your analogy of conflict just before the end or at the beginning of every developmental, if I could call it that, developmental revolution, then this time the fourth industrial revolution would be a catastrophe before we can reap fruits after that. If ever the human creation or human beings can fruit after the fourth revolution, industrial revolution is in full swing, because then we might be destroyed. We might have fruit one another before we could even use the benefits. Ah, it's windy, man.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So the three revolutions before this one were quite beneficial, more beneficial than disadvantage to the human, to humankind.
Yeah.
If you look in terms of the steam engine, the combustion, all the other things that developed before that, coming to the 1940s, the Second World War. But the Third World War and the Fourth Industrial Revolution, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, thank you very much, Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like I said, look, these all things we can talk about, we can talk all we want here. But the truth is, this technological advancement that we are seeing and that we are hoping for, and even a 5G, Internet of Things, before Internet of Things was born, there was the Internet of Military Things was the first technology. Now, all these things, all this technology that are exciting, they only depend on, they are only at the mercy of the two powers, the East and the West. And so is the entire world. So is the economy. So is the financial, you know, growth, the economical growth of, the economic growth of the world is at the mercy of at least the weathers, the two weathers that controls the world economy and the world development and the growth are two, East and West. And nobody can know whether it is winter or summer, whether they represent winter or summer. But we know that East and West control, you know, the atmosphere of the world as far as development is concerned. And we all are at the mercy of who does what up there. You know, we are all at the mercy of who does what, who says what, who decides what. You know, one decision that led the world into a karatagoma that we are seeing now, it's a decision of few people. And this is not yet a karatagoma, this is just a problem. But should there be anybody touching a finger on anything, on those arsenals and they are opened, they, you know, we will be in a world, in a karatagoma that will be catastrophic. And it will just be an apocalypse of the world. And maybe after that, those who are going to be part of the next world will say, thanks to the war, we are now able to do A, B, C, D. Just like we are here, the other side of the world, we are saying, thanks to COVID-19, we are now able to work from home. Because working from home was not, you know, it was not making sense in 2018. You see, in 2018, you tell your boss, I'm going to work from home. Your boss will look at you and say, what is going on with you? We need a psychiatrist to come and look at you. Maybe there's something wrong. But in 2021, in July, your boss is the one that is even telling you that, guys, we are working from home this whole month of July. You know? Because that there was a very high surge of the Delta variant that, you know, left houses devastated. Right, 083-288-401. You know, quite scary. You know, quite scary sometimes when you think about these things. When you listen to people. Now, let me lead you to a statement that was made by Joe Biden a month ago or so. It's a political statement that looks very, you know, you can despise it. But if you look at it from a practical sense, you will get scared. You know, you will get very afraid. Now, Biden says when there was a NATO summit in Madrid, G7 summit in Madrid, and there was also a NATO summit that same week. Biden said, we will defend every inch of NATO territory. And he repeated it, every inch of NATO territory. Now, let me just give you a practical scenario. that Russia decides to take Kyiv and he hits one of the missiles mistakenly hit Poland, which is hosting a U.S. base, you know, and Poland is hit and the Polish retaliate and then it escalates beyond Ukraine. It gets into Poland, it gets into, you know, all those countries, France, they are now coming in and then there's a threat of nuclear war. And don't forget that these guys all possess intercontinental ballistic missiles that can travel up to 18,000 kilometers or more. So now if one ballistic missile fired from Washington or wherever misses Moscow and hits Tehran, that is Iranian capital, the whole capital, the whole Iran will be gone. So if Russia also fires one missile, nuclear one, and misses and hits New Zealand, the whole New Zealand will be gone. So within an hour, the whole world will be out of order. So within an hour. So that's why I'm saying this whole thing is, you know, led by two elements, the East and the West, just like the sea and the sun, you know, are major powers in this universe that we are. You know, if the sun goes 1 inch up, the sea will kill us, or the ocean will kill us with cold. And if the sun comes an inch down, we will die of heat. So now it just depends on who is saying what and what who will decide to do. So the world is hanging on that thread. So it's not a matter of who is powerful than who. No. There is no who is powerful there. It's just a matter of who has what and who fires what. And, you know, less than an hour, because this is a war that is sophisticated. And it's not like it's a war that is sophisticated with nuclear technology. And it will take less than an hour. The whole world will be put out. So the whole world might be put out by one person's decision or two people. Maybe they can afford to fly to the moon and get to the station with plenty of oxygen. But an ordinary person who is there who cannot afford, they only have their pension. And that's not even enough to board the plane to go to any moon. And these are the people that are going to be victims. So tomorrow we are going to deal with a different technology again that I believe might be relevant, you know, after this chaos. And remember, we are saying thanks to technology, thanks to COVID-19 today. I'm not the one saying it. It is written everywhere. Thanks to technology, thanks to COVID-19, now we are able to do ABCD. Thanks to COVID-19, now we are able to do ABCD. But do you know that COVID-19 killed a lot of people? But now we are saying thanks to it, because now we are able to use the technology in a, you know, most advanced way ever, never seen before. So that might be normal in the world to come, for people to say, thanks to the war, that now we are using ABCD. So that's not mine to judge, that's for destiny. But what is important here is, whatever technology that we are excited about, and we are saying this technology is about to come, this technology depends on the two powers. You know, whatever economic growth that we are saying, we are going to grow, expecting, we are expected to grow, you know, the economy is expected to grow by 2% in 2023. You know, the Bank of Namibia can give that statistic, that projection that, oh, we have actually hoped that we are going to grow to 4.5%. You know, and they can list the construction sector, the tourism sector, the, you know, the manufacturing sector and everything. And even the statistics agency can also come and agree. But all that is a good news. But it is depends on the two powers, the East and the West. It depends whether the sun will rise and set, and then we hope for the next rise of the sun, or will it rise and it has risen for the first, for the last time, or is it going to set and it has set for the last time? And this will now be determined by the decisions that comes from Washington, which is the main power of the West, Moscow, the main power of the East, and of course Beijing. So if those two elements make any decision, that decision speaks volume to every sector, from Washington to Hagafia. So if those two powers make a decision, those decisions affect everyone. A decision was made, now Meme Mahangu is expensive because of one decision that was made. A decision was made, and now fuel prices are skyrocketing. It's a decision that was made, and Europe is now into, you know, and Europe has landed itself in uncharted waters because winter is looming, and there is not enough gas supply. But there was a politician who was sitting in Brussels, saying Russian oil need to be banned completely. And this politician is not an economist. He's not a technologist. He's not. He's just a representative of a country to Brussels. But he's making a decision that is affecting your pocket today. So that's why I'm saying two powers. And without these two powers, there is no technological growth, and there is no move to one industrial revolution from this industrial revolution into the next without these two powers. So, of course, that has been the tech show, and after a break, Dwight will come through, of course, to take you through the.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
Medusarem gravestones. Eriangano enangondongondo, monami biaiche konono, no adila ni famamanya o maludi ayoroka, okembila dona kusavetu, o mamanya oitafula yome kombifa, osho mamanya omishangelo, doma patulo engecheva detu, emberwa davota diagika morukonda, okanjengedi, orundu, ovenduka, osho momaruru. Ovena ofandifa yatamekanale, noto ifio kekurulo, la jula yomdoma azavari, nomirongombari nambari, oyerere wawetapo, dengera medusal na emwene, konora etatu imwe, bari etatu, nola imwe, etatu no imwe. Nenga utume o emaila ko mgorukonda03@gmail.com. Medusarem gravestones. The service you never regret.
All right. So, yes, we can talk about the hopes in industrial evolution, our technological advancement, and but all those, they depend on two elements, NATO and Russia. Who is waking up with what decision? and who is putting his finger where. So that one determines whether the world is going on or not. And having said that, for me, you know, it's a goodbye. But Dwight is here. Dwight.
Franz, how are you doing?
Good.
Yes. I'm okay, man. How was the discussion before you leave?
Man, I'm getting scared. Sometimes when I think about, you know, what is going on, threats that are being, you know, people that are threatening themselves. And you look at, but are you not saying, you know, thanks to COVID-19, we are able to work from home? Didn't you hear that phrase before?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So some people will come next in the world to come. Maybe they'll say, thanks to the war, we are able to do this.
Which is not a good thing. I mean, you can't praise a bad event to sort of like say, yeah, this is, I you know, thank goodness this situation happened.
There is, we know, chaos.
Mm.
As far as adapting to change, peace and stability does not support change or do not support change much on a massive scale.
Mm.
But if you want people to change their ways, let there be chaos.
Mm.
Then it will be immediate and the change will be inevitable.
Yeah.
So that's why people come to say, look, thanks to COVID-19, you know, because now we are able to work from home. Can you tell your boss in 2015 that you are going to work from home?
He would have told you no.
He will look at you and say, are you, they will call an ambulance.
Exactly. Or they will ask you, do you want to go to HR with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're working from home was not possible in 2015.
Exactly.
But July 2020, working from home became a norm.
Exactly.
Thanks to what? COVID-19.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Right. Let me leave you guys and we are going to continue again tomorrow. Same frequency. Stay tuned for the brand conversation.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.